Have you ever invested in a really fantastic piece of technology, only to find it's just not quite delivering on the promises, especially, when it comes to actually winning new clients? Today, we're taking a deep dive into a fascinating piece that honestly challenges a really common belief about practice management systems. You know, the ones, those big platforms meant to handle everything, billing, cases, documents, the works. Our mission today is to unpack the insights from your practice management system won't win you clients. Here's what will. This source takes a really sharp look at how law firms specifically can genuinely enhance their client relationships and, well, drive growth by moving beyond just relying on that single system.
Yeah, and what's truly fascinating here is just how many firms have been sold this idea, this concept that their practice management system is this like magic, all-in-one solution. But this deep dive, we're going to explore why that might just be an over-reliance, a big one, actually. And we'll look at what individual sort of specialized tools are proving to be way more effective in critical areas, things like customer engagement and, crucially, getting new clients through the door. It's a compelling argument, really. Kind of shifts your perspective.
Okay, so let's get right into that central claim. The source suggests many of these practice management systems are, quote, nowhere near as good as the leading tools in individual areas. Well, that's a pretty bold statement for firms who've put a lot of money into them. So why does the source argue this over-reliance could be so damaging, especially, in terms of cost and lost opportunities?
It's a really crucial point they make. The article argues, pretty convincingly, I think, that relying only on a generalist system, a jack of all trades, but maybe master of none in key spots, well, that could be costing the firm substantially in terms of lost opportunities and revenue. Just think about it for a second. A system designed to do a bit of everything. Can it really excel at the super nuanced tasks you need for, say, sophisticated customer relationship management, or for targeted sales and marketing, or a really smooth, efficient client intake process?
Right, or even just making your website actually attract clients effectively.
Exactly. And the source is clear. The problem isn't necessarily the practice management system itself. It might be great for case management or billing. The problem is expecting it to be your best tool for every single critical client-facing function. That expectation might be flawed.
Okay, that makes sense. So, if that single system isn't the magic bullet for winning and keeping clients, what is the answer? What does the source say is truly effective for client engagement? They point straight at CRM tools. And this is where, for me, it gets really interesting. What makes a dedicated CRM so much more impactful here?
Absolutely. I mean, think about what really sets a top-tier law firm apart these days. It's not just legal skill, right? It's the experience they deliver. And the source really hammers this home. A dedicated CRM, something like HubSpot, isn't just about, logging calls or emails. It's about building this living, breathing history of every single interaction with a client or potential client. This means you can manage those interactions so much more efficiently. You track communications, you schedule the vital follow-ups, you make sure every single inquiry, it's answered promptly.
That follow-up piece is huge. How often do things fall through the cracks?
Precisely. And this isn't just about being efficient, though it certainly helps with that. It's how you move from being just a transactional service provider to becoming a genuinely trusted, personalized partner. And in today's legal market, that's the ultimate competitive edge, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. That personalization you mentioned. It sounds incredibly powerful. Being able to send targeted emails, maybe offer tailored legal advice based on what you already know about them from past interactions, even just keeping clients in the loop about relevant legal updates, that feels like a much more bespoke, high-value experience for the
It
client.
really is. And the source also points out another key benefit. Implementing a proper CRM helps centralize all that client information, makes it instantly accessible to everyone on the team who needs it.
So no more asking the client the same questions multiple times because different people are handling things.
Exactly. It ensures a seamless client experience right across the board. Imagine every team member having the full picture, the full context of a client's journey right at their fingertips. That kind of consistency, it builds immense trust, huge amounts.
Okay, so we've covered nurturing those relationships once clients are, actually with the firm. But what about getting them in the first place, that crucial first impression? Our source digs into that next, the very beginning of a client's journey, how they first interact with your firm, and why that's often a make or break moment.
Yeah, it really is. And look, the days when clients were willing to like patiently fill out pages and pages of paper forms or, wait until Monday morning, 9 a.m. just to start a legal process, Those days are pretty much gone.
Expectations have definitely shifted.
Totally. Today's clients expect quick, digital, efficient intake processes. It's not just a nice to have anymore. It's practically an expectation, a baseline.
The article really hammers this point. Streamlining client intake isn't just a minor improvement, it's a potential game changer. It makes the case that this approach not only improves the client experience, but also boosts your firm's efficiency. And I can really see that. Imagine reducing the time lawyers spend just on those initial consultations, gathering basic info. It frees them up to focus on giving actual legal advice much, much earlier in the process.
Precisely. And the source gives some great specific examples of tools that really nail this. Things like HubSpot's forms or Cognito forms or Setify. These aren't just, you know, digital versions of the old paper forms. They can be integrated right into the firm's website. So clients can submit detailed information online whenever it suits them. 24/7.
Which is huge for convenience.
It is. And these tools gather essential info up front. They can often be customized for different services, wills and estates, family law, whatever it might be. And crucially, they integrate directly with your CRM. So that data is captured accurately, flows straight through, enabling seamless follow-up. It's all about making that very first step, which can be intimidating for a client, as easy and reassuring as possible.
Right. But, okay, before you can even get them to those slick intake forms, you need to attract them right. Get them to your digital doorstep in the first place. And our source is crystal clear on this. A high-performing website is crucial for attracting potential clients and converting them into loyal customers. No ambiguity there.
None at all. And it breaks down website optimization into two really key strategies. They're intertwined, really. First, there's search engine optimization, SEO. Now, this isn't just about, like, stuffing keywords onto a page. That doesn't work anymore. The source says it involves using specific keywords like New Zealand wills and enduring powers of attorney, using their example, to improve your website's visibility on search engines.
So it's about figuring out what people actually search for when they need help.
Exactly. It's about understanding what your potential client is typing into Google, probably in a moment of stress or urgency, when they need legal help now. So, by optimizing your site with the right keywords used naturally in your content, plus the technical stuff like being mobile-friendly and loading fast, you're not just sort of hoping to show up. You're strategically placing your firm directly in the path of someone who has immediate intent. That's how those search queries turn into actual qualified leads.
Okay, SEO gets them to the site, but you mentioned a second strategy.
Right, because getting them there isn't enough, is it? When they land on your site, they have to instantly get it. They need to recognize immediately what you do, who you help, and, crucially, how you could specifically help them.
Yeah, if they have to spend time digging around trying to figure it out, you've probably lost them already. Click, gone.
Absolutely. Bounce rate goes up.
Yeah.
And the source illustrates this brilliantly with a practical example from the author's own firm. They apparently went through this really careful, painstaking process of updating their website. They made it crystal clear that their ideal customers are very specific groups: in-house legal teams, smaller law firms, and contract managers.
Ah, so really targeted.
Super targeted.
Right.
They even created specific tailored sections on the website just for each of those audiences. That kind of clarity, it instantly transforms a casual visitor into a potential client because it speaks directly to their specific needs and situation. They feel understood.
This is all making sense, the CRM, the intake, the website. Mm-hmm. But it raises a really important question. If we're saying these individual tools are so powerful on their own, how do we stop them from just becoming, well, isolated silos of information, different systems not talking to each other? The source has a very clear and concise answer here. Each of the above should not exist in isolation.
Yes. And this is where that crucial concept of integration really comes into play. It's the glue that holds it all together. The source explains it well and says, when your ideal customers land on your website and they see all the ways you could potentially help them, ideally you will have some forms on the website which they can complete, maybe to download a useful resource or just to get in contact.
Okay, so capture their interest with content.
Right. And then the magic happens. Those details they provide, name, email, maybe what they're interested in, should go into your CRM. So now, boom, you instantly have some information on people who are actively interested in what you do. And this immediately allows for, as the source puts it, a deeper conversation informed by what you each already know.
So no more cold starts. Every interaction is smarter, more relevant.
Exactly. It makes every touch point more productive, more personalized. It's about creating this seamless digital thread that connects everything from initial website visit to intake to ongoing relationship management in the CRM.
And the author gives a great real-world example of this, reinforcing that integrated approach, right?
They do. They mentioned they chose to work with Concentrate Marketing, who are apparently HubSpot experts, and they built their whole website and CRM on HubSpot. The specific reason, to ensure a best-in-class platform where everything syncs together.
That unified ecosystem. Yeah, that really does sound like the secret sauce, the real competitive advantage.
It truly is, I think, because if we connect all these different pieces, the CRM, the intake forms, the optimized website, back to the bigger picture, it becomes clear that leveraging these dedicated tools isn't just about doing isolated tasks better. They are interconnected strategies.
Oh.
And when you integrate them properly, they significantly enhance your firm's online presence, they dramatically improve the client journey, and they seriously boost your operational efficiency.
And ultimately, these strategies, as our source makes really clear, will not only improve client satisfaction, but also drive business growth, ensuring that your law firm remains competitive in today's digital age. It feels like moving from just, you know, managing your practice day to day to actually strategically growing it.
Well said. It's a fundamental shift in approach.
So wrapping this up, while there's definitely a lot of value in having a good practice management system for core functions, this source makes a really compelling case, I think, that relying on it too heavily in these key client-facing areas, well, it could be costing you a lot more than you realize, not just in software fees, but in lost clients and revenue. So the question for you listening is, what implications does this have for how you view your firm's entire tech stack, you know, that whole collection of software and tools you rely on? And maybe more importantly, where might your next critical investment truly make the biggest difference in actually winning and keeping those valuable clients? Something to think about.